Begin.
Please note that the following program includes adult themes and language.
You're listening to the weekly show on Discourse.
Yeah, I'm back.
Welcome back to Discourse. I'm Morgan Nickel, big mouth dickhead from the internet.
And I'm Dylan Reeve, witness suppression name. There was something that came into my
witness
head.
Witness suppression?
Work.
What do you
what
mean?
What I should do, in the witness protection program is what I was going to say.
Oh, yeah.
What I should do is write these things down before we start.
You mean like in the document where it says, I'm Dylan Reeve, full stop, let's roll, exclamation mark. You mean
but
like
I said
that
before. And I just haven't changed it.
It would be so
I'm
easy
Dylan
for you to write it down.
Unprepared.
All right then, unprepared, but there is something in the doc. Are you looking at it? You better, because there's a whole thing.
Yeah, actually... Sorry, no, it's a good thing. Before we start, there's an issue we need to address, a serious issue. It's been alleged, Morgan, that you have a relationship with Kim.com and the Sky City Casino. Can you clear that up?
Are you saying that .com's at Sky City?
No, that you had donations to your mayoral campaign from Sky City and two from Kim.com.
Oh, look. This matter, I don't know if you're caught up with it. I have never been to Sky City with .com.
And about the donations to your campaign, did you have a relationship with Kim.com?
What's your relationship? This is offensive. He's a married man. What are you talking about?
Not a relationship like that.
No, look, I don't want to go... I've had no relationship with .com. He's got a wife.
Not like that. A business relationship.
Hello?
Hi, look, I was just wanting to clear something up. I wasn't meaning to...
Just a minute. I have never had a relationship with .com. He's a married man, and I have not been to the Sky City with the guy. So thanks for your time, and thanks for your call. Hitting the microphone doesn't sound like hanging up, does it?
It doesn't sound like hanging up. Phone,
we could have got more sound effects, probably. I could.
Five.
That sound effect probably sounds like a hanging up.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Hey, so there was another thing that we were going to do and we haven't done it, and that was the Sky City. That was the V48 Hours free entry into Thingamajig competition, for which we've had literally a bunch of invalid entries from people who already have registered teams and who therefore can't really win because they've already entered.
I did sort of say that we could take people who've already entered, but we can't because what we're giving away is a voucher for the entry thing. So I was mistaken. But we do have some valid entries.
So you
may pick a winner.
I will pick a winner. All right, just a second. I will randomly... bum digger has selected. He's clicked. There's an option because I just used the comment form rather than creating a competition form specifically for this one. It still had the checkbox. Please keep my name a secret on the show. And this asshole has selected that. So congratulations, asshole! But you won with your. Will we give it to this guy?
Let's because all we asked for was the team name. We said we'd and in 48 hours people are identified by their team names. So. What's the team name he said he was going to use?
I regret choosing this one entirely.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
I regret it.
Well, we didn't make a special entry form.
The team name is Monkeys with Alopecia.
That would be an unfortunate monkey.
So, anonymous coward, congratulations.
I tell you what, let's do this then. He can have his prize
if
he contacts us to claim the prize and agrees that we can use his name in all matters of publicity relating to the prize. So basically we can say it on air.
Now that I've called him an asshole.
Behind
his back. Yeah. It might be dangerous for me.
Look, I think mistakes were made across the board. Let's move on. Except that he's won it.
I don't. You make reference to mistakes, but I don't recall. I don't recall any mistakes.
No.
If mistakes were made, then I don't remember them.
No, I understand. Obviously, you couldn't say whether you did or did not make mistakes.
I mean, God, that's such a great animated GIF.
I know it's GIF. We've had this discussion, but do we have to call it GIF?
Yes, we have to call it GIF.
It's been suggested that we should have had better terms and conditions for our contest, that in fact we probably should have had a lawyer.
Having a lawyer would multiply the cost of operating this show by how many...
It would be exponential.
It would be. It would be a geometric increase. Well, I mean, I guess we could. It would probably... But if we had a lawyer, they would tell me to shut the fuck up and sit the fuck down, because of some of the dumb things they say about people like David Bain, I could get myself in a lot of trouble.
We should discuss this with a lawyer.
And I mean, for instance... Discourse.co.nz/VPN. It's brilliant and completely legal. But, you know, deniability, whatever. I think lawyers, we should keep lawyers out of it as much as possible, except next week.
Next week when we have Lawyer Week. And we talk to more than one lawyer on the show about things that are, you know, legal. I mean, legal matters, not, you know, things that are legal. We might talk about illegal things too.
I would like to talk about illegal things.
Okay, we'll talk about illegal things with lawyers and how they relate to the law. Next week on Discourse. Not this week, because it would have been this week, but...
Oh, hey, no, wait. We could have a lawyer right now. We could have a lawyer, but, you know, in advance of... mysterious lawyer in the chat room. I mean, if you want to join the Skype, then you are absolutely welcome. In fact, you're probably always welcome, I'd say, on account of how I'm terrified of you. Just add Morgan Nickel on Skype, and we'll put you up.
There you go. That sounds like a thing. So should we move on while we wait for our lawyer to possibly join us, or maybe not?
I don't think the lawyer will, but, you know, maybe. Yeah, we could. We could do some stories. We could...
Fast Five.
Or we could just talk about what's been going on this week.
Let's not call it Fast Five. It's so complicated. I'm not a producer.
Two.
Sasha's suggesting that I couldn't find her on Skype because I'm a moron as a
Urban
producer.
Urban Dictionary, word of the week.
You know what? I watched that whole thing happen on Twitter, and I was really excited because you said, hey, would one of you three esteemed New Zealand lawyers, would one of you guys like to be on? And three of them said, yeah, actually tell me more about that. I'm into it.
I didn't hear from the other one.
Oh, well, I think I saw all three of them express some interest.
Oh, did you?
I assumed that you'd taken it into back channels. So when I said this afternoon to you, so which of the lawyers are we having on? And you went quiet.
Yep.
And then suddenly there was another question on Twitter. Hey, anyone want to join us on Discourse? That was a little bit alarming for me. I have to tell you, I was really excited.
I know, but now we get a chance to properly promote Lawyer Week, which is a bit like Shark Week.
It's so much like Shark Week, just slightly better suits.
Yeah. So now we can promote it properly, and we can make some effort towards organising it rather than, you know, the no effort I made towards organising it this time.
Do you remember Roy the Lawyer on BFM?
No.
Do you think we're going to... All right. Well, there was a lawyer called...
I remember Chris the Lawyer on BFM.
Oh, I think that one came later, I think, Chris the Lawyer. I think Roy the Lawyer may have been the first lawyer segment on BFM. I don't think we get to do anything like that. That was good, though. That was fun.
No, although there was a suggestion made by my production staff, my wife, that we could invite listeners to post us tips and questions, perhaps, regarding things we could talk to lawyers about, interesting... legally type things, or odd legal queries that we can pose to lawyers who know about the law and stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's an option. There's a thing on the website you can do that with, or on Twitter or whatever. Yep.
I'm going to take a risk and take a punt. If you're looking at Skype, you'll see what the punt is.
I see the punt.
Probably should have discussed it with...
No need for that sort of...
So, hello, lawyer. I'm not sure how we can introduce you. Should we mention your law firm by name, or should we even mention you by name, or are you going to be like the masked legal avenger? I think you're there. I can't hear you.
Yeah. It's complicated.
It depends what you're going to ask me.
I'm going to...
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, yeah, I can hear you. Actually, okay, yours...
Well, let's start with this then. What's the most illegal thing you've ever done? And then you can decide whether you're going to be named or the legal masked avenger.
That's a ridiculous question.
Okay.
And I would like to point out that I didn't ask it.
No, you didn't. It was obviously the case.
I was unrelated.
All right, so assuming not asking that.
I'm happy to come back next week for Lawyer Week, or you can talk to me now as well. It's up to you.
As well? Because if we can have you both times, then, I mean, that seems like, you know, twice as good at least.
The tape needing it too and all that stuff.
All right, excellent. Carry on.
So my question is, if a woman was practicing witchcraft, would a quick beheading be better than letting her, you know, fester in jail for, you know, some time before beheading her? Because, I mean,
I thought you were supposed to dunk them and see if they floated.
Like if they weigh as much as a duck. Well, that's right. But a dunking is not sufficient. If you know, you suspect this obvious witch of casting a spell on a 13-year-old girl during a shopping trip.
Is anyone bothered to check the statutes on this?
I'm pretty confident we don't have witchcraft statutes on the books anymore.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that.
We found we had blasphemy statutes.
Sure.
So, yeah, that shocked me. And how much trouble did I get in for calling? Who did I call? I think I called someone. I might have even called them that C word that's so offensive.
I'm not sure that that's blasphemy, Morgan.
But yeah, you had to. I said that there is no God. And also then I called like the Governor General, who I think decides a case can go ahead.
I think the Attorney General has to decide. I think you called the Attorney General a rude word after.
After saying there are no gods.
After saying there are no gods.
Which I think is enough.
Well, I'm glad I missed last week's show then.
Yeah, that's pretty much asking for blasphemy.
What is lawsuit. The punishment? Do you get pot in the docks? Do you get cabbages thrown
fine,
at you?
I think. Oh, cabbage. You get fresh off the cabbage boat, cabbages thrown at you.
Speaking of laws and John Banks, we can actually do two callbacks and a current back all at the same time. I've got his conscience voting record in front of me. Guess who voted against homosexual law reform?
Oh, I know this one.
Yeah.
Phil Goff.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't look that up. I can look that up.
No, I don't know. I presume it's actually probably John Banks.
I like the sound of checking that. I'm not sure if has he been in there for long enough.
I don't think he's been in Parliament long enough.
Homo. No, I don't see any mention of the homos in old Phil's voting record. No.
Okay, so John Banks clearly voted against that. How did he vote on the civil union? Just, or was he in Parliament then? He probably wasn't in Parliament.
I actually don't see him voting on the civil union thing. Abolition of the death penalty? Absent.
Absent.
Absent. Death with dignity? Against. Bill of Rights Act? Absent. Human rights? Against. Pretty much, pretty consistent, actually, this guy. He's either there or he's against things when it comes to conscience votes. So not exactly the person you might choose to lead a theoretically libertarian party. You wouldn't think.
No, I guess not.
How long had old Ronnie been in? He'd only been in since the 90s, right? So there's no way he voted for the homosexual law reform thing either way.
Who knows?
Well, this database probably knows, and I can check. Oh, the photo they've got is old. Oh, he voted for civil unions. Prostitution reform, death with dignity.
Yep.
He actually voted for all the stuff you might expect him to.
Yeah, I remember he was actually pretty libertarian.
I don't know what the marriage gender clarification amendment was, but he voted for that.
Good.
He was against the smacking bill, though.
Oh, well.
And he voted for the medicinal cannabis amendment.
Yes, I remember that. And actually, I remember talking to ACT politicians way back in the mid-90s when they first sort of launched, mid to late 90s. And that they were in favour of cannabis law reform because, you know, they're libertarians.
Madness.
Kind of, sort of.
Madness, but it does endless bad. All those people that get beaten up by their spouses on the devil weed.
So we're gonna need what legally things are in the stuff?
Masked legal avenger. What would be the legal grounds if for instance New Zealand's, do we even have a Ministry of Defence? We barely do, I guess. If they decided they wanted to put a missile battery on the roof of my apartment building for a special event, would I have any grounds for appeal?
Probably not.
No, probably not, because they've got all the guns. And that's basically what the whole system is predicated on, ultimately, isn't it?
They can pretty much take your property for most things, you know, under the Public Works Act, which is why they can seize your property if they'd like to build a motorway tunnel through where your house is. So I imagine if there was occasion for them to install a gun battery on the roof of your apartment, they probably could.
Like, for instance, if the International Olympic Committee said, hey, how about we have some missiles?
Exactly.
Yeah, pretty much the Olympics say jump and everyone says, what do you need, you guys? And then
it's come a long way, the Olympics. They used to not wear clothes and now they have missiles.
It was way better in the old days.
Yeah.
You're going to have to
15
practice,
minutes.
Though, because you're not, of course, allowed to refer to it as the Olympics. So you're going to have to come up with some other ways to describe it, like that event involving togas and a torch.
I understand that, but on what grounds are we not allowed to refer to it as the Olympics? Surely they can't stop us.
Because of the Events Management Act.
Oh, really? So we can't say I know we can't say we are the official Olympic podcast or we are the podcast of the Olympics 2012. But I think we can just say the Olympics.
How about if we say we're the official podcast of the ancient Olympics?
We are.
No, you're going to have to come up with some alternatives.
Okay, well, that large sporting event in London.
That's okay.
Is that some sort of marathon? Is that what you're talking about? The London Marathon?
There is a marathon involved
about?
In the large sporting event in London, yes. It has. You may recognise the event from its traditional logo of five coloured rings.
Exactly.
Apparently, we could probably say, I don't know how to pronounce Greek, but we could say something like Katharivusa.
No.
Dimotiki?
Because we don't know how to pronounce Greek.
Damn it. I knew you'd find a loophole.
I've got a legal thing. Look, it says legal in quotes even in the headline.
Right, go on.
It's John Banks related as well. John Banks is regretting legal advice to stay silent, apparently. Allegedly, he's alleging. The reason he gave the ridiculous answers that he's given in various interviews about the .com situation is that he had legal advice to, what was it, to not say anything that could prejudice his any inquiry, not to say anything that could jeopardise an inquiry. One thinks that saying, I don't remember, or this is all completely wrong, are much more, you know, provide much more jeopardy than saying no comment. I don't understand. That's it. I think he's got bad legal advice.
I think the risk is that anything he says is bound to stitch him into a corner, right? I mean, he's sort of proven himself to be capable of saying some fairly silly things.
Well, the astonishing thing about it is, if you look at all the answers he's given to all the questions, I don't know why he didn't just hang up and why he actually agreed to answer questions, I don't know. But if you look at all the answers to the questions, he's not saying anything. He's not saying yes and he's not saying no. He's just either dancing around the question in some peculiar way, like with the Sky City and marriage thing, or he's saying he can't remember if he did or didn't. He's not saying, no, I didn't, or yes, I did. I presume it was clearly calculated in some strange way to be later when he's found to have done the things he said he didn't do, that he will come back and say, no, I never said I didn't.
Who was it that got in trouble? It was someone on one of the Internet NZ mailing lists, and he called another guy a buffoon. Who was that that got in trouble, and who was it that he called a buffoon? And really, I'm just asking because if I said John Banks is a buffoon, I mean, would that be a bad thing? Would that be a bad thing?
If you said he was a buffoon,
Yeah,
that's not a bad thing. You're only going to get yourself in trouble if you're defaming him, which means that you're saying something which would lower him in the minds of right-thinking individuals.
Oh, so it's impossible to defame him.
I would say so. You couldn't get much lower.
And then, of course, you have the defense of truth.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So we can't defame John Banks because individuals already have a very low opinion of him, the Prime Minister and ACT voters notwithstanding. And he is a buffoon.
And left-thinking individuals think even more lowly of him. The defence of truth is actually why I feel confident that I'll get away with making all my David Bain jokes, because he'd have to be a fucking lunatic to do anything about it.
Yeah, also I don't think he gives a shit, quite frankly.
No, because he got away with murdering five members of his family. And then setting up his fucking father for it.
I was actually suggesting more along the lines of he doesn't listen to the show, but your answer's good too.
I don't know if he listens to the show or not. Given that everyone in New Zealand that I've ever met apparently has listened at one time or another, the chances that he's listened is well nigh 1%.
Yes, very, very high. I heard that he was, I've probably said this before, I heard that he was driving a coffee guy van in West Auckland, but I have yet to see proof of that.
Can I have a shot, David? So he asked for his gun back. What a... the balls on that guy. Jesus. He must have a, he must be very convincing, because what was that former All Blacks name? Karam? Joe Karam or something?
Yeah.
He convinced him. That I believe that Karam was acting in good faith. I believe that Karam thinks he is actually honestly innocent. So he must be very charismatic in person. I don't understand it. He doesn't seem charismatic on TV at all.
Well, you try and get him on the show, I don't rate our chances.
We might be able to. Everyone that that I've ever asked has come on the show eventually. But yeah. Then I ask very few people. We're
Hey, Morgan, when are you having Kim.com on the show?
That's I really want to do that. How do we get hold of him?
I mean, he's allowed the internet now, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, isn't he only allowed the internet for preparing his defence, though?
Maybe
I can help him with that.
In which case, he can call us up and tell us.
He can call during law lawyer week.
Excellent.
We've got better lawyers than his QC.
I'll email him. I don't rate our chances. I'm assuming his email address is kim@.com or something.
Yeah. Kim@MegaKim.
Actually, our other lawyer gave me his email address. I was very impressed. I didn't know what it was.
Well,
it doesn't matter. I won't say it on air because, you know, it's not nice. You don't see people's email addresses on air. But the other lawyer we're discussing for Law Week.
Oh, right.
Has a wonderful email address, I thought.
Yeah. I think that that one of the others has already been on. I think predates your arrival on the scene, though they're dills.
Damn right. I was just a listener and yelling at my car stereo when I was listening to that.
How long have we got? All right, we've got about 39 minutes remaining. Do you want to get on with the news?
I'm good. Yeah, let's go.
We've got in the house, so maybe
Urban Dictionary, word of the week.
We could break our self-imposed banning of the Urban Dictionary.
Okay, but choose carefully.
Okay, I haven't actually loaded.
Okay, well, I'll fill with nothing.
I mean, oh, shit. There, I've put a mark down, so I'll beep that out. Masked Legal Avenger. I'm no good at that game at all. Your word, Masked Legal Avenger, is soap dodger.
But I know the answer. It's those dirty hippies who camp out in the Occupy Auckland protest.
Dylan?
I like her answer.
Urban Dictionary, word of the week.
Very specific.
You're all wrong.
Soap dodger. Well, I mean, I guess you're sort of right, but you're being more topical than I expected. Because this was added July 10, 2008, predating the Occupy movement. Soap dodger. Someone with low personal hygiene, i.e. avoids using soap, doesn't wash. And usage is soap dodgers smell. So I guess you are right.
They are.
I think I'm right.
We've got a winner.
There you go. We brought it back. We brought it back for 1 week only. That's the only time we're going to play that game this whole season. And we had
a winner. What do I win? A bottle of Zimbal?
Yeah.
What a good idea.
Yeah, but we can't promise as to when it's going to be delivered.
I'll have that dispatched to you forthwith. Seeing as you said Masked Legal Avenger, it leads beautifully onto a story I've got.
Yeah.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
A recent press screening of the film The Avengers was delayed by, I think, nearly 2 hours.
Yeah.
Because the projectionist deleted the film.
That's funny. I've seen it.
Have you?
I think many people in New Zealand have seen it. I think our American listeners are probably the only people who can't have seen it legally yet.
Oh, yes, that's right. We got it before them.
We got it before them, just like we got something else before them. We got Battleship before them as well. Wow, lucky us.
We get. It's quite surprising how many movies we get before them. Actually, I tuned into some random crappy movie I'm going to say Sky Movies, something like that. And I thought, this is a weird movie. And I looked it up on IMDb and I thought, this can't be it because... the movie that I was watching on Sky Movies, on television,
hadn't
actually had its theatrical release in the US yet.
What?
I know.
That
it was bizarre,
sense.
But it was the same movie. I checked it out and it was the same movie. And for some reason it had been released into our domestic pay TV market before it had been released theatrically in the States.
It must have tanked, right? Like it didn't get a distributor in the US and went straight to video everywhere else?
Maybe that was it. Or maybe the distribution deal was held up for some reason or another. But I believe it did open theatrically. when I looked at it, it had a release date. It was about 3 weeks in the future from when I was looking at this. So, yeah, weird. But yeah, apparently now in the age of digital files and digital projection, it's quite easy to accidentally delete a film. Whoops.
That's ridiculous.
I think you should have a section on the show of, like, reviews of terrible movies.
We don't have to watch terrible movies.
What's your auntie been talking about?
I actually went and watched Battleship, believe it or not. If you don't believe it, then you're silly because I did. Or why would I lie about that? That would just be ridiculous. But yeah, geez, it was fun. Let's just say it was fun.
That sounds like the sort of thing we can read about on SpoilerMassacre.com.
25%, or 24.2% of our visitors to our site. I'm not sure how many of them actually downloaded the show from the US. So we'll be very careful not to reveal any spoilers for Battleship. they win in the end.
With a well-placed D7?
Well, literally, they do put a grid down on the ocean, and people say things like Echo 11 and Whiskey 29, and then they fire shots into those coordinates, and they hit or they don't hit.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, and the this is not a spoiler because everyone knows that it's an alien invasion, that are the enemy battleships, the enemy fleet. They fire missiles that peg themselves into the opposing ships.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for Monopoly the movie.
Has it not already happened?
I don't know. Ludo, whatever. I'll just go and look at my game shelf and come
back
to you.
Just give Apple another 3 or 4 years, and then the history of Apple can be Monopoly the movie.
Oh, yeah, Pop-Up Pirate the movie. That'll be good.
Pop-Up Pirate. So yeah, the Avengers.
Great. Yeah.
Tell you what, it's a bit uneven. I'm not going to say actually anything about the story. I will say only this. It has the single greatest moment I've ever seen in any film ever. And that is, without a word of a lie, completely honest. I'm looking into my own heart, and it is like virginal snow in there, which, you know, you'd hope actually for meat and blood. But apparently I don't go that way. Maybe
a
I should look on the
icy,
other side.
Fluffy heart is what you're saying you've got.
Yeah, that's right.
Cool.
That's right. Greatest moment I've ever seen in any movie. So, and in terms of, actually, I'm not going to qualify that any further in a specific way.
Just a great moment.
So good. I really enjoyed it. If you have, I was really worried actually about it because Thor was a terrible movie, I thought, and Captain America I thought was actually an even worse movie than Thor. But Thor's still kind of a bit crappy.
But Iron Man
and
was good.
The Avengers, Iron Man, the first one was good. Iron Man, the second one was rubbish. But Captain America in the Avengers is absolutely a vital character, and is, I really actually enjoyed his performance.
This is so confusing, and frankly, I don't care, but good. I'm pleased that it doesn't...
It's hard to talk about something without actually revealing any plot points, but geez, the Hulk absolutely makes the whole movie.
So there is smashing and fighting and superhero action, and at some point something incredibly awesome happens.
So awesome.
Okay, well, that's a good summary.
It's so awesome. The whole theatre just absolutely, I mean, not literally, absolutely... exploded. Everyone in the room went off their heads because
but
it
not
was
literally.
Not literally.
Figuratively off their heads, figuratively exploding.
Yes.
With literal joy.
Exactly.
Great.
It was so friggin' great. It was so. All right, next.
Okay.
That's not really much of a review. I don't want to give people surprise spoilers. I hate it when people talk about movies or TV shows on podcasts, because I don't know how far ahead I should skip. So we have to just kind of, you know, dance around the edges. And that means we don't have any detail, and it's not really very interesting, is it? So why have we even got a segment called...
What's your auntie been talking about?
God.
Oh, it's unrelated to that. My auntie's been telling me about a website called The Pirate Bay, which has apparently been banned in the UK. Have you heard about this?
That sounds excellent.
There was a court order in February that said The Pirate Bay was not... basically, it didn't really have much legitimate purpose. It was pretty much there to break the law. And as a result, they have now enforced a ruling that internet service providers will be required to block access to the Pirate Bay. So there you go, in the UK.
Oh, were you hoping for some response then?
Yeah, well, I was hoping for you to go, but that's ridiculous. You can't possibly block access. It's just become some sort of insane cat and mouse game. And that would be my suggestion, that that's ridiculous. You can't possibly block access to the Pirate Bay. It's just going to become some sort of crazy cat and mouse game.
Discourse.co.nz/VPN.
30 minutes.
That's an interesting website.
Yeah, unrelated, but nothing can be blocked, basically. Unless Discourse... .co.nz/VPN itself was blocked, in which case, you know, that might be a problem. So, hey, the Advertising Standards Authority.
One of my favourite authorities.
Yeah, so there was a church billboard, and it said, Jesus heals cancer. And someone made a complaint to the Advertising Standards Authority, and they made a ruling yesterday, and guess what they said?
Jesus doesn't heal cancer?
They said, upheld. Yes, the Equippers Church, who I don't even know who they are. I don't know anything about.
Pentecostal Church.
There seems to be, what is, so there's five somethings?
I don't know, but Pentecostals are the ones who shout and sing and jump about and
they
talk
get
in
into
tongues.
It? Yeah, oh, so they do the polyallily or something? Polyglostally?
Something
Morgan,
like that.
Morgan,
yeah.
It's glossolalia.
That's it. Oh, God. I should just have you around all the time to tell me my word that I can't think of at the moment. There's one, you know, probably from minute to minute on average. Pentecostalism. So there must be five something.
Yeah, I guess so. The Pentecostal,
I don't know what the Pentecost is.
It's the word that refers to the modern evangelical church, and it comes from the Feast of the Pentecost. It's when the Holy Spirit descended in the Book of Acts.
The Book of Acts?
Yeah.
Is this the Bible? Is this lawyer stuff that you're reciting? Do you know this stuff because of your awesome lawyer training, or are you just really smart?
No, I know this because I am Pentecostal.
Oh. Oh, my God, that's perfect. What a coincidence.
Do you know anything about the Equippers?
Yes, I do.
Are you a member of the Equippers Church?
No, I'm not.
Excellent. Do you think that Jesus heals cancer, and are you offended by a billboard that says so, or a ruling that upholds a complaint about such billboard?
I find it surprising that someone could be offended by that billboard.
I guess if you had cancer and it hadn't been cured, you could be offended by that billboard.
Yeah, but there are lots of things that, you know, I mean, we think that chemotherapy cures cancer, and yet there are lots of people who have chemo and are not cured.
Interesting.
I'm afraid right now.
Yeah, you don't want to go off on one of your massive anti-religion rants.
Of all the people that I don't want to get into things with, the masked legal avenger probably makes up for several dozen of them. This was not a setup.
A stealth Christian in our midst. Yeah. It's fine. I'm down with that.
Would you like me to hang up now?
No. I think we can just move on to a different story. But I think it's
interesting. No, I don't know. I think it's interesting. I thought it was an interesting complaint to make because it is, I mean, just based on standard advertising codes, you can't make and it is a therapeutic claim. You couldn't have an advertisement, a billboard that said chemotherapy cures cancer because it's a therapeutic claim that isn't true, or you can't even make therapeutic claims, I don't think.
Sure, and I imagine that's the basis on... I mean, I haven't seen the decision, but I imagine that's the basis on which the ASA held the complaint.
I would say so.
It was found to be in breach of several elements.
Well, I mean, the ASA is an interesting organisation in the sense that it's, you know, it's the industry regulating itself, and it does enough to stave off actual regulation. But it's not... I don't think anyone is scared of a negative ASA decision.
Well, actually, one of the interesting things is one of the largest involvements I've had with the ASA was when I was ridiculously enough working in public relations. And as ridiculous, I've said ridiculous twice now, but anyway, as ridiculous as it was, one of our clients sold bee pollen, which was a big thing.
John Banks does that, or has done that.
It's the thing that John Banks had a bee pollen as well, and he claimed that his bee pollen was better because it was potentiated.
Yeah.
And our client had a number of ASA decisions upheld, saying that simply there was A, no such thing as potentiation, and B, the process that he described made no difference to the efficacy of bee pollen. And he had multiple ASA rulings upheld, and Banks continued to make his claims. And
my favourite ASA decision was about photographs of cows in advertisements for bovine semen. And apparently, I don't know very much about cows, but apparently what you're looking for in cows is very, very straight backs.
Right.
And
so you have a photograph of a cow with a straight back, and yet the bovine semen may not have come from.
Well, better than that, the complainant was alleging that the photos of the cows had been photoshopped to
make the back straighter?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
I'm going to do the same thing too. I'm going to get some pornography and I'm going to cowify it. I'm going to make all their backs straight as a ruler.
Excellent. And then you're going to use that in your advertisement for your private sperm bank.
Well, I'm going to use it in private, so you're half right. There's nothing like a good strong back.
So that has been Discourse. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, it was great having you. So I feel like we should have a religionist episode where we have actual people who know what they're talking about and can say, hello, this is what I believe and this is why. That might be fun.
We can discuss this. I think it's a difficult challenge for both you and I.
Yes.
But maybe if we can find the right...
But look at me, I've completely shut the fuck up.
Yeah, we could get Ryan on as well because he's the most... interesting, religiously educated person I know.
Religion-tastic.
Yes, he is religion-tastic. Okay, what else is on your thing? I can see other things on your list of stuff.
Almost everything that I had was about John Banks, but we've done that, I think.
Okay.
We're sufficiently... So, I don't know if everyone has seen an episode of South Park. I probably should have looked up exactly what season and episode it was. It wasn't long ago. I think it was in the last year. And it was Mexicans decided to leave the US because it sucked there and go back to Mexico. And one of the kids went along. I don't remember who. Not Kenny. Not Cartman.
Kyle. That's something Kyle would do.
Could have been. This is a story from the Daily Beast. It's from the ultimately from the Pew Research Center. The Mexican immigration rate has plummeted. Immigration to the US from Mexico has virtually stopped. Says Pew.
Oh, America, you're no longer attractive to Mexicans.
That's right.
Oh dear.
Yeah, oh dear. Oh dear is right, because the whole country.
That was sort of the point, though, wasn't it? That's the point of all that. You know, the Americans will think this is wonderful because that was the point of their, you know, immigration reforms and having guys with guns, both, you know, law enforcement officers and not so much law enforcement officers cruising the borders looking for illegal immigrants,
yeah,
was to make them stop wanting to come to America.
Yep.
And do you think that's probably what's done it, or is it just the shitness?
I think it's shit. I think there's no work. So there were a million immigrants were caught trying to cross the border illegally in 2005. Last year, that had just about quartered to 286,000.
All right.
So whether they've found a much better way, seems unlikely, but whether they've found a much better way or...
Zeppelins.
Zeppelins?
Zeppelins.
I do love a hot air balloon.
Dirigibles.
Dirigibles.
Across the border on dirigibles.
Dirigibles actually wouldn't be hot air balloons, would they? That'd just be some sort of gas, hydrogen or helium or something, right?
Zeppelins, basically, yeah.
Yeah. So I alluded to another story moments ago. Are we done with Mexico and the Americans? I thought it would be funny, but you know, if you haven't seen the South Park story, then who gives a toss?
No, but it's life imitating art or art imitating life or just stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, life imitates South Park, it says right there in the headline that you've copied and pasted. That's brilliant. I should have just read that and I would have shut up.
Would you say that was brilliant?
Oh, that is brilliant.
I wrote that.
Great, did you?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well done.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it. So a Sri Lankan woman faces beheading on witchcraft charge. This is from theguardian.co.uk. It's in Saudi Arabia. And they may order the execution of this woman after a man reported her for casting a spell on his daughter.
What sort of spell?
Excellent question. I'm not sure.
I think that's relevant. I'm just saying... I think.
So he reported her to the security forces asking for her arrest.
Yep.
And specialized units dealt with the situation swiftly and succeeded in arresting her.
Witchcraft force.
Yeah, they were probably afraid of fireballs and being turned into newts and so on.
No, I would love to see how they're equipped, what sort of things they take with them to prepare for the arrest of a witch.
Apparently they've gone one step further than three strikes in Saudi Arabia. Anyone found guilty of witchcraft, the punishment is always beheading. That's excellent news.
They kill people for lots of different reasons and in lots of different ways in Saudi Arabia, so that's wonderful. I'm so glad they have lots of oil.
In December, Amnesty International condemned the beheading of a woman in Saudi Arabia convicted on charges of sorcery and witchcraft, saying it underlined the urgent need to end executions in the kingdom. So this has actually happened and not even that long ago.
How about we just end Well, I mean, end executions as well, but maybe we just end charges of witchcraft and sorcery.
Religion of... Shuk-ching! That was the sound of a sword going through an innocent woman's neck.
That was quite good.
After I made an offensively written song.
Yeah.
I didn't sing it myself.
I was kind of ignoring that.
I'm going to Turkey later this year. I guess they won't execute me, though. They're
Yeah, I would be suggesting perhaps that you don't sing that song whilst in Turkey, though. With that sarcastic tone that you managed to, you know, put in there.
Yeah. I'd probably get in a lot of trouble. They are much more secular, though, aren't they? Than Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, that's where almost all those terrorists from 9/11 came from.
Yes, and where many of them, I think, have been sent back. Well, not those ones, but where many, haven't many terrorists. Is it Saudi Arabia they send people as one of the rendition countries?
Extraordinary.
Quite.
Shocker. Man, you let religion get involved in anything and things go wrong. As London ramps up for the 2012 Olympics, a dystopian regime of policing and censorship on behalf of the game's sponsors is coming online. A special squad of brand police will have the power to force pubs to take down signs advertising "Watch the Games on our TV," to sticker over the brand names of products at games venues where those products were made by companies other than the game's sponsors, to send takedown notices to YouTube and Facebook if attendees at the games have the audacity to post their personal images for their friends to see, and more.
I think it's all stupid, but I kind of understand it, but I think it's all stupid.
Yeah.
And didn't we kind of had this whole thing happen with the Rugby World Cup here. Sorry, the international rugby event.
Yeah.
Here last year.
And it's disgusting. So if someone has like the, I don't remember, there's like a fish and chip shop that had some particular name, and they're all like, "You better change your name to that fish and chip shop. Someone will confuse it with Eden Park." Or some
rugby. Was it
like
Eden
that.
Park Rugby Ground Fish and Chips?
Probably, which seems
Rugby
like
World a, Cup venue Eden Park fish and chips.
Yeah, which seems a perfectly good name for a fish and chip shop adjacent to, you know, a rugby ground or Eden Park in particular. But I don't think it was actually quite there. But I mean, there were like fucking dry cleaners and stuff getting notices to hide their signs, and we've seen the same thing with the Olympics. It's completely ridiculous.
It seems to me to be counterproductive. In terms of the point is to protect. Yeah, you know, the point is to protect the investment that brands make in sponsoring the thing, but at the same time, those brands then end up getting tarred with this ridiculous negative publicity,
yeah,
and negative consumer feeling. So I don't know. It seems, from a brand perspective, it seems a dumb thing to do.
So that story you had about the projectionist who deleted the Avengers.
Yeah.
Do you know anything more about what happened and how it happened and why he was able to, or she?
Because the system is digital and it's essentially files, and you can select a file and delete it. It gives you, you know, it pops up a little box saying, "You sure you want to delete this?" But as anyone who's used a computer knows, sometimes you don't read those boxes very well before pushing the button. So that's what happened. However, it then says there was basically a 2-hour delay while they downloaded a new one. So what I don't know, I mean, where can I get that access to download those?
Yeah.
See, I couldn't play them because they're DCP files. They're very hard to play. But yeah, and the other thing is that the bigger issue is it talks about the fact that now that projection is digital, it's not considered to be skilled anymore, at least by the people who hire projectionists.
Yeah.
Instead of being, you know, the skill it takes to thread a 35mm film through a projector properly and make sure that it doesn't burn and doesn't stop and that you know, splice the reels and all these things that need to be done and align the soundtracks properly and all the complicated stuff that was involved in projecting film, no longer counts. All you need to do is basically arrange a playlist, and if you can run iTunes, you can, in theory, run a digital projection system.
Yeah.
To the extent now that they'll just, you know, it'll be run from the... They'll get rid of projections entirely. The entire projection system will be run from the snack booth.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's definitely still skilled. There was something wrong with the projection of The Avengers when I went and watched it. And I'm suspicious that someone was fucking around up in the projection room and actually bouncing up and down or something, because it kept on bumping. It was awful, but thankfully it only went for a couple of minutes.
Was it? Do you know if it was a digital projection or a film projection you were seeing?
I'm quite certain it was digital.
Vaguely related note, that the... Where did you see it, by the way?
Excellent question, and I would like to take this opportunity to make one last point. I saw it at Sky City on Queen Street, the IMAX complex.
Right. They didn't. They were quite slow on the digital projection uptake, but they probably picked up now.
I don't know if they've got like 3D stuff, so I'm sure that that means that they're digital.
Yeah, probably. 20th Century, I think, have just announced that they are ending distribution of films on film.
Right.
They will simply stop doing it soon. The other thing that happens is people leave 3D lenses on projectors when they're not projecting 3D films.
And
which,
it makes normal films dim and
dramatically
muddy.
Cuts the output, yeah.
Yeah, and that's something to be aware of with The Avengers. It wasn't shot in 3D. So if you watch a 3D showing of it, you're watching an after-the-fact faked-up 3D version.
There's a specific word for that I can't remember right now. But
post something.
Yeah, post-dimensionalizing, I think it is.
Yeah. Which I think is ludicrous. Frankly, I think the whole 3D thing is ludicrous. That's not exactly, you know, I think a lot of people have said that before me, but, you know, it doesn't improve a bad story. You know, I think we've all been perceiving depth in films, even the so-called 2D ones, because there is, you know, the plane of focus tells us depth, and seeing people move around tells us
depth. And lighting and parallax and, you know, all sorts of other things. Our eyes understand depth.
Exactly.
We have no problem with that.
Exactly. So this faking we've been getting just lately with these stupid, terrible films, it's pointless. Frankly, it's completely pointless. With The Avengers, I'm really glad that I didn't watch it in 3D.
So I'm guessing you haven't seen Titanic 3D then?
I have not. And I will not. It was a boring story the first time.
Don't say that. So beautiful.
Spoilers, the boat sinks.
And she lets go. No, he lets go.
I'll never let you go.
Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah. Immediately lets go. Oh, it's so romantic.
My God, did you know that was a real thing? It actually happened. I mean, not that, but the Titanic actually was a boat.
I know, I saw that response. God. It was hilarious. This is the same as... So I guess a month or two ago, we spoke about the response to Paul McCartney playing at some musical awards, and people were like, who is this old guy? Who is this old guy? And it's like, bitch, shut your fucking mouth. That's one of only two remaining Beatles. And, of course, they wouldn't have any idea who that was.
Paul McCartney also made a guest appearance on a live episode of 30 Rock in the States, but I wouldn't know that because it hasn't screened here yet.
I heard that as well. He was on the East Coast one, and the West Coast one got a Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, I'd rather be on the East Coast.
I think so.
In so many ways. So then we had on Twitter, it's wonderful having this glimpse into idiots' brains, into the mind of simpletons, to see what people actually, honestly don't know. And that's what you mentioned before, with people tweeting about Titanic, saying, oh my God, I just discovered it's real. What? What school did you go to? Motherfuckers, I just discovered that the continent of Africa is real. It's not just in The Lion King. You can go now.
Me?
Yeah, I mean, you can speak now.
Oh, sorry, I was coughing, but I muted it.
So you did that? Okay, well, that was bad timing. Did you expect me to keep going for ages?
Usually you do. I'll tell you what, though.
I haven't had enough wine.
Because I don't know how to get into it. And it's not really what's our auntie watching, but there's a video I found on YouTube that delighted me greatly.
Yeah.
It's called Russian Unicorn.
Oh, my God. Is it a bear?
No, it's a Russian unicorn. No, it's, what's his name? Oh, no. Michael Bublé. Michael Bublé.
Yeah.
Bublé, whatever. Michael Bublé.
Oh, is this one of those?
It's a bad lip reading video.
Shall I play it? Whoa!
It's so good. You have to. It's so good.
You have to watch it, really, don't you?
Yeah, you have to watch it. It's great, but it delighted me. I've played it like three or four times. I also discovered some videos called. One's called what's it called? Hot Trouble.
Yeah.
It's two teenage girls.
Save a pretzel for the gas jets.
Trying to cash in on the Rebecca Black thing and making their own music video, talking about how people don't understand the troubles that hot girls face. It's just sad-tastic. And the other one's called 3 Seconds, a similar kind of thing. I don't know about if you should watch these, but if you feel like Googling them, go for it.
Looking at 3 Seconds again. I almost died the first time.
I couldn't make it all the way through. A woman in her, I'm going to say, let's be generous, late 40s.
Yeah.
Goes on to explain her 3-second rule, which is that her man can look at another woman, but only for 3 seconds. After that, he's broken the 3-second rule, and I don't know what happens. I didn't really get that far.
Frankly, look, if you don't trust your man to look at whatever he damn well pleases for whatever duration he likes, then there's no saving you.
There's a bigger issue here. The bigger issue is that on YouTube, there's some really awesome music and some really shit music. And the last two are really shit, but Russian Unicorn's awesome.
Speaking of awesome, song on its own. I would just like to say that our masked legal avenger was awesome. I think that she had some internet trouble. And so she unexpectedly dropped out of the Skype. Or maybe she stormed off when I sang about religion of peace. I don't know. I'm going to assume it was the internet thing because it was a little bit choppy for a while there.
Yeah, she lives in some backwater or something, doesn't she?
Masked Legal Adventure, thank you so much for joining us. And I suppose we'll find out next week if she joins us then, if it was a storm off or if it was a internet connection or a related disconnection. Tune in next week for this continuing story.
And, like, totally. I think if you have lawyerly related things you'd like us to discuss in the lawyer show, you should definitely send us the information and we will consider it and probably ignore it and just talk about the shit that we want to talk about.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a good idea anyway.
Should I play Russian Unicorn?
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay.
I mean, you have to enjoy it with the... You need the video to really truly enjoy it.
Okay, I pasted it into the chat room.
Listen to the song on its own.
And I'll put it on the show notes on the site. The newly more abbreviated show notes. Well, actually, they have been for at least a season. Because, God, who has time for that? Jesus.
I know. I barely have time for research.
Man, I cannot believe how much time I used to spend on post-production on this fucking thing.
Not anymore.
I've got an idea. Let's
open up the toot bag.
Let's open up the toot bag! I could push the button again.
Let's open up the toot bag.
There it is again.
James Brown, at Pulp Tour, in episode 3.04 of Discourse, Ben was so technically critical of the Whittaker's site, he didn't even notice it is made of chocolate.
And actually, what I meant to mention when we were talking about that was not only is it made of chocolate, but when they launched that website, they released a limited edition chocolate bar that was the website navigation. They didn't release it like for sale, but they gave away a lot on Twitter and presumably other ways as well. So they had their website chocolate bar.
That's really cool.
It is very cool. I don't know if you can still get it. I presume they still have the molds to make it. Maybe we could, if all the Discourse listeners... set up a whole bunch of strawman accounts on Twitter. We could all, like multiple times,
bring back the website chocolate bar.
Yeah.
I want to be able to buy it in my local supermarket. That kind of thing.
Yeah, all of that. Or just send me some now, please.
Please send me some free chocolate.
You made a chocolate bar of your website. I want to eat it.
Whittaker's, the official chocolate bar of the London Olympics.
Probably. The official chocolate bar of that large sporting event that may or may not be happening in London and probably...
The Rugby World Marathon Cup. I think a rugby marathon would be cool because sevens is fun.
Yeah.
So let's go the other way and go like ultra marathon, like a 150-mile style marathon, but in rugby form. That'd be great, as long as they had to wear cleats.
So just a really long rugby field.
Really, really long.
Like, I mean, you wouldn't want to make it 26 miles, but maybe... Was it 26 kilometres? What is it? Anyway, you wouldn't want to make it as long as a marathon, but maybe if you made like a 1 kilometre long rugby field and I run back and forth up and
down.
That
would be so cool.
Kind of like chess boxing. Well, it is nothing like chess
boxing. Like sevens, really, though, I think you'd have to have different sized teams. So the sevens is smaller teams.
Yeah,
I think
you'd have
that
like,
marathon
like the
rugby.
The fronts and then like three lots of mids.
Pawns.
Yeah.
Castle and rook.
Yeah, the fronts would do the first 300 metres. The backs would do the last 300 metres and the mids would sort of fill it out. This is a new sport.
Oh, my God, that would be so cool. You could play it on a beach, but not many other places. A really long beach.
We'd make special fields for it. I'm not sure we're going to need some big investment to secure the property.
It's going to cost a lot, but it'll be worth it. The Marathon Rugby World Cup will require hectares. Hectares and hectares.
Think of the crowd capacity.
Man, it would be brilliant. It wouldn't be very much fun, though. It'd be like watching like one of those Olympic walking races where, you know, you stand on a corner in the sun.
Like, what's going on? Which end of the ball at? I can't see what's happening.
The job of the commentator.
Every now and again in
the
middle, you'd be like, whoa! And then, you know, that's it for the next 20 minutes.
Like watching one of those car races in the bush. What are they called? I can't even remember what they're called. On the dirt tracks.
The rally.
Rallying. It'd be like watching a rally race where it's like, and it's like, well, that's that.
Wait, next one.
That's that. Done. Well, maybe you could have multiple balls. That possibly
is
how
the Mexican wave. Oh, this is every moment I think about the sport, it gets better and better.
It's hard to try out, though.
Yeah, I'm not sure how we kick it off.
Maybe we just need to make it the specific size of the largest flat rectangular park we can find in Auckland.
Not many of them are much bigger than rugby fields, though. I suppose a few of them have like rugby fields end on end. Maybe we could find one that's three or four rugby fields end on end.
Perhaps we need to freeze the harbour. Do it on ice.
Oh my God. With skates or without?
No skates. Just no skates. Socks over your shoes. Because you don't want people just to fall over constantly. But skates would make it too fast. And you don't want this to be a fast sport.
And dangerous. We don't want dangerous. No. Skating's dangerous.
Maybe like a shopping mall car park size.
Or a shopping mall.
Shopping mall might be all right.
I mean, you know, it's pretty hard to pass around the travelator.
The wings could be dudes on dirt bikes.
Yep. Or Segways if we're in the shopping mall, just for safety.
No Segways. You're being ridiculous. Have you ever seen Segways in sport? Segway polo is...
It's their Segway polo.
It's the worst thing. Old Wozniak is a big proponent of Segway polo, and it is ridiculous. It's like fat dudes standing around letting robots do the work for them.
I'm gathering we've probably just about finished the show now because we've diverged into this fantastic new sport that we've invented.
I've only just started to enjoy it. I should have started on the wine sooner.
Oh, it
lubricates the brain. Hey, Dylan.
Hey.
Discourse.co.nz/VPN, sign up.
Good idea, I will, because it's surprisingly inexpensive.
Surprisingly inexpensive. I don't even remember how much I paid. That's how little it was.
It's a VPN. If you don't know what a VPN is, you don't want it. If you do know what a VPN is, you may already have one, but this one's better.
This one is really good. All I can tell you is I'm very happy with it. So have we got anything for...
Corrections.
What?
No,
corrections.
Not made any
corrections.
Mistakes.
What?
No, I don't think we have made any mistakes. I think you're right. Ever?
Yeah, no, none.
Actually, no, there was one correction. Let's see. Earlier in the show, some anonymous coward who we don't know how they hacked into the show managed to sing a song about a particular powerful and terrifying world religion. It was sarcastic, and perhaps that person would argue that they were going for irony. But we regret any offence that was caused, and I'm sure that your whatever it is that you believe is better than whatever else anyone believes. I don't recall that song, actually.
No, I don't remember anything about it. I'm not even sure what you're talking about. Possibly what? I wasn't listening.
What helicopter ride?
Helicopter? No.
What's your auntie been talking about?
Save me, Dylan, save me. I just keep making it worse.
My auntie, actually not my auntie, but one of my friends, has been talking about Veep.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know anything about it.
Tell me about that.
My auntie hasn't sent me a tape.
What friend are you talking about?
Just some random dude I met at a curry night the other day.
Oh, okay.
He made quite a good dal.
Should have had him on.
Wasn't as good as our saag paneer.
Should have had him on. Did you notice that a lot of those curries were really wet?
Wow, this is well inside baseball now.
They were too wet. It's just, a curry sauce inside should be thick. Night. It should be a thick thing. It should be, the consistency should be more kind of pasty and gloopy, not just sort of runny. You know, like a good thick soup at least.
Yeah, no, I generally agree with them. I'm totally open to variation as well. So, you know, I had no problem with any of them.
I don't remember the name of the actress. Harry. So I'm going to very, very quickly bring it up on IMDb. And I'm going to fill really...
I'll pretend.
So do you remember there was a show once upon a time on TV called Seinfeld?
Yes, I do.
And on the show they had
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And she plays a character called Selena Meyer. And Selena Meyer is the Vice President of the United States. And she is feckless.
Feckless.
Yeah. And basically the show so far, and she's not like Elaine on Seinfeld at all, but she just has her face and
Do you think she
hands.
Could be modeled on any real person?
I was asked the same thing by a lady friend here in the penthouse and whether she might be modeled on old Palin. I don't think so.
Right. Just a generally feckless woman vice president.
Yeah. I don't see any Palin in her. Because she's a bit liberal. I mean I think that she's meant to be a Republican, but she's kind of from the left-hand part of the Republican Party. She seems to be socially liberal.
1 minute.
Right. Well, there you go. It sounds like a good show.
Well, it is a good show. It's a comedy. It's from HBO and so they swear and so they, you know, various things happen. There's only been two episodes so far. According to my auntie, of course, it hasn't played in New Zealand, so there's no way I could possibly have seen it. I thought it was quite enjoyable. We'll see. Who knows? Every episode, they seem to make it. This is oh, fuck spoilers. It's, you know, it's a comedy TV show. I don't think that's important. They make it seem like maybe this time she's going to figure things out and she's going to stop being. She's going to stop being feckless, and then things will get serious, and she'll be able to achieve things. And won't that be wonderful, ladies and gentlemen? And then it doesn't happen.
She becomes feckless.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Hey, so it was really great having you on the show again.
Five.
I enjoyed it.
Review the show on iTunes. Rate the show on iTunes, more importantly. I would ask you to talk about us on Twitter, but you never do. So, the rating would be sufficient.
Bye.
One.
Thank you. Goodbye.
You're listening to The Weekly Show on
With God.
All right, we're using that one.
1 Was that really a terrible show? I can't tell. I think I
quite liked it.
Did you? Oh, all right. Perfectly good then. I'm happy with it then, in that case.
Yeah.